Hey everyone, it's Rich. When it comes to staying private and protecting personal information, one of the greatest challenges is simply knowing where to begin. From junk email to phishing text messages to all of the spam phone calls, it can feel a bit overwhelming. But how do these people obtain your data in the first place? At some point along the way, we share our personally identifiable information with companies. A phone number to use a streaming video service, an email address to access a free news site, a social security number to set up a bank account. The scenarios are literally endless. Over time, this information can find its way into the hands of people for whom it was not intended. Companies get hacked. In fact, it's difficult to go a week without a big data breach making the news. Companies also share personal data with partners. The details are often buried deep within some legalese on page 15. But you know how it goes. Legally, consent is implied in some form. And of course, companies also love to sell your personal data. And as the years pass, we leave a pretty significant trail of data that all leads back to each of us individually. In this episode, I sit down to speak with Joe, a key member of Anonymy Labs' product team. We discuss Anonymy's newest product, Reclaim, a personal data removal service that helps people regain control over their digital footprint. Regardless of where you are in your personal privacy journey, this is a good primer for understanding the problem we all face. You're listening to Privacy Files. This episode is brought to you by Anonymy Labs, makers of MySudo, the world's only all-in-one privacy app, and Sudo Platform, the cloud-based platform companies turn to for seamlessly integrating identity protection solutions into their software. And have you heard about the MySudo web browser extension? Breaking your online data trail just got way easier. To learn more, visit mysudo.com. That's mysudo.com. Joe, welcome to Privacy Files.
Hey, Rich.
You are a new voice on the show.
Yes, I am a highly anticipated voice.
Maybe you tell us a little bit about what you do here at Anonymy Labs.
Yeah, so I am on our product team here at Anonymy. I work with some of our development teams that handle our B2C products, a couple product launches, as well as some of the stuff behind the scenes, like white label apps and all that fun stuff.
Very cool. So you've been on both on the B2B and the consumer side.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're here to talk about a really cool new product that Anonymy Labs is releasing very soon.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to be our first web app oriented product direct to consumer called Reclaim.
I guess so. The name of this space kind of is like personal data removal.
Yeah. So, or you can even think of it as digital identity footprint management. So it's this idea that every person has a digital footprint as you're interacting on the internet. So seeing sites, signing up for things, online shopping, even like banking online, you're kind of leaving a trail behind you, like a footprint. And so this product is meant to take a look at, hey, what is your whole footprint? Where can we see where you've been and help you start to understand how big that is and how to begin to manage it too.
And so there's a logic behind the inception of this product. So we're really, I guess, at Anonymy trying to create this privacy journey for an individual, right? And yeah. And I guess our position is it starts with Reclaim.
Exactly. So I think one of the first steps, if you're not in the privacy space, is understanding all of the, I guess, the information that's out there or all the different companies that have your personal information. Because once you understand that, I think you get to see how there may be companies that have your information that you've never actually given it to, or that you're not really sure why they still have it, or they're collecting pieces of data that you aren't okay with, or maybe you shouldn't be okay with, like your IP address. That's a pretty weird thing for a company that's, you know, your online shopping to be gathering that. So I think being able to kind of understand the whole breadth of that can start to allow for like you as a user to say, wow, I want to be able to control this more. I want to be able to give data that I feel comfortable with, or if I don't feel comfortable with, you don't have to give people your real information, right? And being able to kind of like obfuscate or create synonyms for yourself through different things.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense too, because it's kind of, it seems to be for some people an obstacle to use an all-in-one privacy app like MySudo is, yeah. It's out of sight, out of mind, right? You said there's all this data. You don't really sometimes think about it, that you're sharing information online, shopping, going to a store, somebody asks you for an email address when you're checking out.
Absolutely.
And you're not thinking about how this is pretty much being permanently stored somewhere and then being shared. And so this, a tool like Reclaim that's going to help you find where all that information is, including where the data breaches are that your information is associated with, is going to make it more tangible to you about how serious this situation is, so that, okay, number one, step one is to clean up all of this data, digital footprint that you have. Yeah. Step two is now let's have some better personal data practices moving
forward. Absolutely, right. So once we clean up your room, you don't want to keep getting it messy, right? You want to be able to have a method to prevent continuing to share that information and keeping yourself as safe as possible online. But yeah, I think the point of jumping into something like MySudo head first can feel really overwhelming and can feel like a really big solution to what people might not see as a problem. And so having something like Reclaim, where you could just say, hey, there's all of these companies that have this kind of information, and there's a few of them that have data breaches. I don't really enjoy seeing that my real information is part of a data breach. So I want to move forward with removing that as much as I can online. And then as I move forward, giving different information that can't all be pieced together to me.
Let's start by talking about what Reclaim does and then kind of what the product rollout plan generally is for the next couple of months. So what does it do?
Yeah. So right now what Reclaim does, so we're going to be launching our beta here in the next little bit. Reclaim is going to be a tool that you can connect to your Gmail account. So you'll give us access to your metadata. So metadata is just going to be like to, from, it's not the email body. So we're not like reading, you know, if grandma's giving you an update on her latest recipe, which is nice, right? So we're taking a look at your email metadata. And then we're pulling together a picture of companies, what we call your footprint, to say, hey, here's all of the companies that are in your email inbox. And this is the kind of information that they collect on their privacy policy. So it gives you a really quick hit of the types of stuff that when you're just scrolling through, because I'm just as bad at this as everybody else, if I'm signing up for a site, I just want to get to the coupons. I just want to get to my checkout. You know, I just want to get to where I'm going. And so maybe I've signed up for allowing for a company to have information that I didn't realize. And so this gives you that quick snapshot. And then if there's been any data breaches, it'll also call out, hey, like this company's had a data breach. This was the most recent one. And these were the data pieces that were included. So it gives you all of that information to then begin moving forward with, oh, do I want to like delete this? Do I want to change some of this account information? All of that.
So Joe, is there a rationale behind picking Gmail? Or is that just kind of the first step and then there's going to be others down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. So Gmail is the first step, easy one. A lot of people have Gmail. And then we're going to be looking at expanding beyond just Gmail. So either other email providers or maybe even other data sources.
Okay, very good. So you log in with your Gmail, you go through the process. It's going to start scanning to see what information's out there. The first stage of the rollout of Reclaim, it's only going through, what is it, like the first 100 emails?
Yeah, so the first stage is just a beta. We want to kind of see how it lives in kind of the real world. It's going to be limited to your first 25 companies in your email inbox. So it's going to take a look at your first subset of emails. And once we get to your 1 through 25 of those companies that are in your most recent email inbox, then we'll kind of stop it there.
And for this beta period, there's no charge?
Nope, absolutely free. Absolutely free.
Awesome. And this probably will go through till sometime in July, I guess?
Yeah. I think we're looking like mid this year.
Very cool. And so initially, so you go through this process, it's going to tell you where your data is stored, and then you have the option to go through the process of removing the data. So you're going to get instructions, at least initially, exactly. But down the road, the next phase will be more automated for the removal process.
Yep, absolutely. So every company has a different account deletion data removal process. So right now we're servicing, hey, here's the instructions. Here's how you go about removing your data. It is manual right now, so helping you understand those steps. But next step will definitely be automation around, I want to remove my information from all recipes. Let's click that button and help you through that.
So it also gives you the information on breaches too. And we know, gosh, every week there's some story about some giant company. I know my data over the past couple of years has been breached via Marriott. You've got, I guess what LinkedIn had a big breach.
LinkedIn. Yep. That's one of
United Healthcare ones, yeah. Recently. Gosh, there's been so many, and it just becomes routine. And I wonder if people just become a little desensitized to it, just immune to like, oh, big deal,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think as you see those, it used to feel like a really big deal. You'd get a letter in the mail or something like that. And, you know, you'd get a paid for like subscription to some credit monitoring agency or something like that. And now it just kind of feels like companies put it in their quarterly newsletter, you know, like, well, we only had 3 data breaches this month. Way to go us, you know. But I really do think you're right. The desensitization, as users are desensitized to that information and not really given any kind of tools to understand if it's concerning and what to do next. Like, what do you do when you see, hey, your United Healthcare information was breached? What did you do about that, Rich?
It is what it is, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I just got a notice maybe a couple of weeks ago from AT&T because they had a big breach too. And it was current and past customers, 70 something million, I guess, records all on the dark web. And I got the nice little letter that says, hey, by the way, really sorry. And here's your free subscription to some credit monitoring, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too little too late, right?
Too little too late. And what that doesn't do is prevent you and the people around you that are associated with you from being protected with more and more sophisticated phishing scams. Because part of what they're doing is piecing this picture together of who is rich, who's connected to rich, and how can we get either more information or more money from them. And so I think that that's what's like concerning is once that information's out there, what do you do with it? You can't do too much.
Yeah, and probably half the time that I see these breaches occur, I notice a spike in these junk text messages that I get that say, hey, you're in town. You want to go out for dinner or you want to do X? Like, you're just fishing, right? No, I get it all the time. Literally, the last message I got was like something about, hey, let's go out for dinner.
Oh, that's so funny. I think the most I get is a, hey, girl. And I usually report and block because I don't have that many people in my life that text me, hey, girl.
Yeah, it's crazy. But you do get like a little bit of a feeling of, okay, yeah, so this data probably made it to some scammer and now they're trying to fish for information.
100%.
So where is this product going? So this release that's pending really at any moment, right? Within the next few days, next week?
Yeah, next couple of weeks.
Next couple of weeks. What's the next step after we go through the beta phase?
Great question. So we'll be launching our beta, getting folks interested, signing up for the beta to test out what kind of companies they're getting, how interested they are. But the next phase for us is really going to be pushing towards a subscription where we won't have a limitation on the number of companies you'll be able to see. You'll be able to get your full inbox scanned. You'll be able to see all of the companies. And so when we do this internally without the 25 limitations, I mean, for someone like me who has horrible inbox hygiene, I have hundreds of companies that I'm seeing on my footprint, right? And so being able to kind of take a look at those by data breach, how recent those are, it's starting to really paint the picture of how much of my information is out there online. So that's kind of our next big step is opening that up. Every company that's in your inbox and then add a subscription.
Let's take a quick break for this message from our sponsor.
All ready to check out?
Yes, I loved the new summer collection.
It's so good, right? Before I ring you up, were you interested in joining our loyalty program for future discounts?
Oh yeah, that sounds awesome. How do I sign up?
Awesome, I can sign you up right now. I just need a few things from you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, first thing I need is your...
Full name.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, I just need your...
Full name.
Oh, okay, it's Anna Paulus.
Perfect. Next thing I need is your...
Phone number.
Excuse me?
Sorry about that. What's your...
Phone number.
Do you really need that for my account?
I really need your...
Email.
On second thought, I think I'm good on the rewards program. Thanks, though.
You never know what will happen with your personal information.
Next time you want to get the discounts and rewards, use a MyPseudo phone number and email to receive the benefits without compromising your privacy. Download MyPseudo today and have peace of mind knowing your personal information is secure. To learn more, visit MyPseudo.com. That's MyPseudo.com. Stay private.
So regarding the process of going through and removing your data, it's not necessarily an immediate process. So it could take some time. What goes into this?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're using Reclaim, you've identified, hey, there's this company that has my data and I don't want them to anymore. We'll give you instructions on how to move forward with that. For a lot of companies, it starts out with emailing their support. And then typically they'll have a time frame that it'll take to respond back. They're going to validate things. And you can go back and forth with a company for a week or more trying to get them to approve removing your data. So I think that's why automating some of this is like really appealing, being able to help us help you take that first step of, hey, we want to remove that. But I think it also speaks to why it's nice to actually prevent needing to delete your information. So using, again, something like MyPseudo or something like that to be able to replace your information that's out there, maybe on accounts that haven't been breached yet, so that you can actually move forward and prevent having to go through all of that effort to try and delete information from a company that kind of doesn't want to do that. They kind of want to keep as much information as they possibly can.
Because they are probably monetizing your data.
I mean,
big surprise.
Probably. You've given it to them for free. Why shouldn't they make money off of it?
Yeah. And I think that does give you some evidence, if it does take a long time, that there's a reason why. Because to them, to the company, it's like gold.
Absolutely. Especially if they're either using it internally for information, which, cool, love that, or they're using it externally. So they're selling it or connecting to other sources that are out there to paint a better picture to convince you to do something.
Yeah, it's creating revenue for them because they're selling it to other advertisers or brokers or Absolutely. Whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
Is there a step in the process where you're having to verify that you are who you say you are before the information gets removed?
With like a company that you're trying to...
Correct. If you're saying, hi, I'm Joe, yeah, my information is with X company, I really want it removed, and they're asking, okay, prove to me that you're Joe, and then you have to provide them more information.
I think it really depends on the company and the type of data that they're having to remove, right? So if it's super sensitive data, like healthcare data, I don't even know, there's regulated policies around how you go about handling that kind of information. But then there's other companies like, I don't know, maybe an online beauty store that you're buying your favorite lipstick off of, they may not be so concerned about keeping all of that data. So they might have fewer barriers to being able to remove what you'd like completely.
Yeah. So I think the takeaway is there's no really one standard for how this is done.
Absolutely not. And I think that's what's potentially frustrating about having to go through and do all of this. It is different for every company. There are some standardized processes, but it's not the same for everyone.
We're seeing a lot of companies in this space now doing something kind of similar. I'm seeing a lot more on YouTube. So I follow some influencers. And of course, all the big ones are working with brands, oftentimes VPN. That just seems to be a common one out there. But I'm seeing a lot more in this personal data removal space. And you're seeing companies kind of consolidating too, where they're offering credit monitoring services and VPN. And now these personal data removal services. And I think that is validation that the market is starting to become more aware of privacy issues. Obviously, the data breaches are in the news all the time. Yeah. You can't miss it unless you're under a rock, right? There's no way you can miss it. So I think it's a good sign in a strange way. I mean, it's not great that people are losing their data.
No.
But it is a good sign that I think you're starting to see solutions that help make this job of protecting your personal information much easier.
Absolutely. And I do think that, to your point, it is good to start to see this happen more often, because I think the more you see it, the more, especially if you're not in the privacy space, you've got kind of a reason to consider it a little bit more. So, hey, like maybe I don't want everybody and their dog to have all of my information. Maybe I do want to start to protect that a little bit more. So I think, to your point, first step is understanding the scope of it. And the second step might be removing it or replacing it. So changing it out. It doesn't all have to be one email address that everything's going to, you can start, or one phone number or one name, you can start to kind of break that up. But I also think like the step after that is preventing that information from being out there in a way that paints the picture of like you as Rich or me as Joe.
Yeah, you made a good point. Like the first step to fixing a problem is to recognize it exists, right?
The first step of any any problem are 12 steps of privacy.
But if you're thinking about this privacy journey concept, we talk about how it starts with Reclaim, a personal data removal service. Just your own opinion, you know, kind of what would you do? I mean, VPN's kind of been there somewhere, password manager, obviously MySudo and all-in-one privacy app. And you can get really, really extreme if you want, going to the far end of the spectrum. But if people are really just starting out, we see the studies all the time. I'll talk about the podcast where people say, yes, they recognize the importance of personal privacy. There's a gap when it comes to people doing things about it. And I think a lot of it is just because, gosh, it's a heavy lift, right?
It can be. It feels like I've got some easy things that are in my everyday. I don't have to think about them anymore on my phone. I can use my Google app for browsing. I can use, you know, my mobile banking. I can do everything all in one place. And we might even have just some built-in solutions within our like mobile devices that make it very, very easy. So I think one of the first steps can really be, well, beyond recognizing that you have a problem, is when it comes to privacy, I think even using something like private browsing option can be really great, because even just cookies online or things like that, if you're like interacting with different links and things like that, that's all gathering the picture of who you are and how you move through the internet.
Did you see Google has been talking for a while about how cookies are going away, but then now they've pushed it back a little bit because of
how do they make money?
Right. So, but once it does go away, you know, there's going to be 10 different other ways to track you and some
absolutely
technique. It'll be there because the advertisers, they have to monitor you.
Right? They have to. How else are they going to know exactly what kind of vacuum you need for your mom's fridge? No.
So step one, right? Personal data removal service Reclaim. That's a great first step. It shows you the problem and it's as clear as you can imagine. You see the information is out there. The companies have your data. You can take action to remove that. VPN, would you say maybe is a next step for people to just kind of start to be more private?
Absolutely. I think something like a VPN can help. So as a company that you're interacting with or sites that you're interacting with are potentially capturing your IP address, that's like a super easy first step to be able to have a VPN product either on your phone or on your computer that you're leveraging to kind of obfuscate some of that information.
Yeah, and the great thing about MySudo VPN, our consumer solution, is that no personally identifiable information is collected upon account creation. So it's quick. It's easy to sign up for.
Super easy.
And on top of that, we don't really know who you are. And it's a lot of VPNs, of course, do collect that information and kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because can a VPN product guarantee that they won't also have a data breach?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then password managers in general, you mentioned private browsing, that's an easy one too. There's so many good ones out there.
Yep.
And you can change the settings too within your browser. So you can tighten it or loosen it up depending on your preference for whatever, ad tracker blockers, on and on and on. Of course, MySudo has that inside the app, private browsing. Password manager, of course, is a smart way to go, but just in general, not using the same passwords for everything that you do.
Yes. And I think that that's another key point, is one of the best ways to also protect yourself is we've kind of accepted that data breaches are an inevitability. We just kind of, I think we've accepted that, and I don't see a future where that changes anytime soon. So being able to have a unique password for every site that you are on is really important, but I have the memory of a turtle. I don't know, a memory of a goldfish, whatever appropriate animal with short-term memory issues. But I think being able to have something that not only can create a password that's strong, that is unique, store it, and then fill it. I want it easy. And I think that there's some products out there that make that easy.
Smart. Very smart. And turn on 2FA.
Absolutely.
It's the other one too.
If you don't have 2FA, who are you?
Have you been seeing these, like the YubiKeys? Have you seen those, the hardware devices that plug into your laptop that are kind of...
Yeah.
You're seeing the rise of those now because...
That feels so funny. It feels very retro.
It does feel like you're going back,
doesn't
it? One
of my first jobs, we had one of those that was an authentication method. And so I think that that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Moving away from that and then back to it.
Yeah, it does feel like you're kind of going backwards.
I wonder if we're getting beepers next, do you think?
Yeah, we're going back to the woods. Off the grid.
Off the grid. I'd prefer to have my telephone wired.
No homesteading for Joe.
No, please. My jam is horrible.
I am seeing a lot of talk now about YubiKeys in general. And I guess it makes sense because in that particular case, you're pretty guaranteed to be protected because this is all stored on a device. You're not sharing information with anybody. No. Just make sure that any kind of hardware you are plugging into your laptop is something that you know the yes. origin of, right?
Yeah, none of those like airport computers.
No. Please don't do that.
Nothing at the library.
Please don't do that. Any other steps in the process beyond, I guess, just living off the grid, like you said before? I think we covered it. It's a pretty good journey. Like Reclaim is really the first place to start for people
Absolutely.
That just yeah. want to understand the issue and figure out, okay, what do I need to do next? And kind of where is my risk profile? Everybody's different, right? Everybody has a different definition of privacy. It was one of the first things I think we said on this podcast when we did our first episode is it really depends on you, right?
Absolutely.
We're not all going to live like James Bond, although it sounds kind of cool.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't hate it. I don't do early mornings very well, so I'd have to be a late night James Bond. But no, I think that that's a really great point. And there's only so much that each person is willing to change about their day to day, right? What's that friction point for me? Am I really willing to have a physical device? I don't even carry a purse, Rich. Am I really going to have
don't.
A, I don't. I have a husband with pockets. I don't know. No, but I think that it's about what each person is willing to kind of change and the value that they get out of that.
Let's take a quick break for this message from our sponsor.
Picture this. You are a key decision maker at your credit union. Your tellers are tired of the lengthy KYC process, fraud is a constant worry, and onboarding new members feels like a marathon. But what if there was a way to streamline it all? Enter the Sudo platform. Our reusable credential technology transforms the traditional KYC process, reduces fraud, strengthens communication security, and streamlines member onboarding. With Sudo Platform, you can prevent fraud, save time, and create secure digital identities. And the best part? It's built right into your credit union's app. This is more than innovation. It's a commitment to providing your members a rewarding experience. We're live and ready to redefine how you do business. Don't wait. Give your credit union the upgrade it deserves. Identify any member in any channel at any time, all while improving convenience and reducing fraud. To learn more, contact us at sudoplatform.com. That's sudoplatform.com.
All right, Joe, so as we wrap this up, how about any personal stories you might have to tell in this space?
You know, I don't have any stories like about my data.
Sure, any breaches, any identity theft.
No, I don't think anybody
Close
wants
calls.
To be me, Rich.
No.
How about you? Anything you've got?
I do have a few stories.
Any you can share?
I did tell one at length, but it's been a little while, so maybe I can recap. I think it's an interesting one, but it does, because it's a little bit unclear how this breach happened, actually. So there's a mystery.
Oh, I love...
You like mysteries?
I mean, yeah.
Data Who mysteries.
Data mysteries.
That's a new installment coming up on Privacy Bonus.
Bum bum.
So, okay, I'll give you kind of here's the gist of it. So back in December, strange, this is related to a frequent flyer account that I still have. I'm not going to name the airline, not really important, but I happened to be logging into the frequent flyer account literally probably within hours after somebody had deducted a bunch of miles from my account. Yeah.
That's like gold.
I know. It's like, talk about the chances of that happening, right?
And you didn't get like an email or an indication
nothing.
That it happened. You just, on a wild hair, wanted to go to Hawaii, see what's up with those frequent flyer miles.
I suppose.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But the crazy part was, yeah, I never got any notifications. Nothing. Nothing. No indication.
No,
anything.
Like receipt from them.
Well,
like,
you know,
hey, Rich, thanks for whatever with your fire miles.
Well, they know how sometimes you get a notice that, like, somebody's trying to log in from a different location.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Never
yep.
got that. Oh. Nothing. Never got any indication that someone was trying to change the password, which they did. Never got an indication that somebody tried to change the email address. Okay.
Wow.
So I'm sorry, they didn't change the password, but they changed the email address. That was interesting. They added a, they basically turned it into a fake email is what they did with the intent that I wouldn't get the notification. So anyway, I'm panicking. I'm looking at the portal, basically your admin dashboard for your account. And it says that this person booked a one-way trip from Paris, France to some city in some country in Africa. It was a one-way trip. And it pretty much almost completely deleted my miles. It was literally booked for flight the next day.
Oh, so they're trying to like be able to get a quick turnaround on whatever.
Yeah. Last minute. And the interesting part was,
well, why use theirs, Rich, when they can use yours?
Exactly. Why pay for something when you can get it for free?
I know. I love that.
Of course, this is one of the few times when somebody literally has to use their real name. Because, you know, when you're flying, there's no messing around with aliases, right?
Yeah, that makes the scheme really interesting. What were they trying to do?
It does. So I actually had the person's name and I looked that person up on LinkedIn. They had a LinkedIn profile. And this person was literally in the middle of their MBA program. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Is that what they're teaching in finance these days?
Maybe in France. I don't know. So, I mean, to get to the gist of what was really going on here, somehow they got into my account. I don't know. The takeaway from the airline, based on their investigation, right, was that it was all my fault. Yeah, of course.
Wow, the customer service.
But they were going
to fly with them a ton now.
Yeah. But they were going to give me this one-time courtesy where they were going to refund the miles, right? There was no follow-up. There was no anything about who was getting punished or if there was any investigation on the person that did this. Because, I mean, obviously that's probably breaking a law, I would imagine.
I might worry that that's fraud.
Yep.
Interesting.
But it's a different country. Who knows? Don't know the rules. Don't know how that all works. And I wasn't interested in pursuing that since.
Oh, you didn't like email their professor? See, I would have gone all the vigilante on them. Found out their mom.
Instead of going to the police, the authorities, just go straight to the professor.
Go to someone that's going to do something. Their mother. No, or their professor. Yeah. They have like a dissertation.
Yeah. So I at least I knew who the person was, which I was like, gosh, you know, law enforcement could do something about that, but not my concern. I want my miles back. And the communication I had with the airline basically said, we want you to reset everything, all your passwords, all this, on and on and on. Did so, but it was a terrible customer service experience. It just made it sound like it was my fault. And I still to this day don't know how it was because I went and I looked at all my email settings. I looked at everything. Nothing had been changed. There was no indication that anybody logged into my email. There was no indication that anybody had breached anything other than that frequent flyer account. And I will admit it was an old account that's tied to an old Gmail. Should have probably fixed that. Fine on me, I guess. But it does go to show that these things are possible. And it's so critical that you have very sophisticated passwords, very long ones, use a password manager. And please use 2FA, especially when you're dealing with money, banks, frequent flyer accounts, hotel rewards programs. If you've got enough to stay for months on end because you've racked up a lot of hotel stays, it's the same as money.
Yeah, online shopping, if you have, you know, your credit cards, get saved to the account. And not all of them will require you to like re-put in your security code or whatever the CVC is. So yeah, no, I think that's a great call out.
It's a great way, I guess, to kind of bring this to a close. Reclaim is really that first step. Can't wait for it to go live. You said anytime now. By the time this episode is live, it will definitely be, Reclaim will be up and ready to go. So I can't wait. It's an exciting time.
That'll be very exciting.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this. Anything else you wanted to discuss before we go?
No, you know what? Thanks so much for having me on the podcast. It's been fun to chat.
It's great. I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And Joe just has been avoiding it, but thanks.
I know. I just needed the perfect storm of an excellent product to make it on here with you.
I hope this is the start of more. So I hope to see you again soon.
Wonderful. Well, I hope to be back.
Okay. Thanks so much, Joe. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Privacy Files. If you would like to be on the show or you know someone who would be a good fit, head on over to privacyfiles.com and submit a guest request. Also, if you're enjoying the content we're cranking out, please consider giving us a 5-star rating in your favorite podcast player. It might seem like a small thing, but it does help others find us. These are people just like you, people who are on their own privacy journey. In our next episode, we'll be discussing the topic of secrets management with the founder and CEO of Doppler. What are secrets, you might ask? Well, secrets are passwords for software code and infrastructure, typically used to authenticate to databases and SaaS services. They can take many forms, including API keys and tokens, database URLs, and encryption keys and certs. Unlike human passwords, which grant access to an individual user's account, secrets often grant access to an entire organization's services. This is a great conversation about how one company's developer-first security platform is empowering teams to seamlessly manage, orchestrate, and govern secrets at scale. Until next time, don't forget, privacy is a human right.